If I had to choose,
and the ambulance,
like, based purely on cocksucking ability, I would probably choose Camilla over Diana. No, I'm joking. She must have been doing something, right?
I don't know if this is going to be it's not going to make the cut. This is just between friends. But I don't know if this is going to be an unpopular opinion, but I don't think Princess Diana was attractive in any way, shape, or form.
She was a weapon.
She was not a weapon.
She was.
What are you doing?
Being Princess Diana, sucking a cock.
He knows.
What is wrong with you?
So is that actually died? She choked.
She did.
With the force. Blunt force trauma.
Yeah.
Death by penis.
Went down the wrong aisle. She won a race at parents' evening. Sports day.
But of all the female royals, she's definitely the one.
No, she's not.
Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle.
Are you joking?
Are you joking?
No, yeah, I'm not joking.
No, you're not winning this one, mate.
Who's the other one that's got cancer now?
Kate. She's probably easier to get with now that she's got cancer.
Unless she goes bald, though, I probably won't.
She's vulnerable.
Wow. That looks really cool.
Great. That neon sign looks so cool.
Is that a studio space for us?
It is. All of that for us.
For us. Wow. Good job.
Welcome to this week's episode of Two and a Half Friends with me, Dan Lawrence, newly single.
Not by choice.
So it doesn't matter.
I'm Jono, and he's irrelevant.
That's it. We're going to reshoot this. That's
probably not Rocky, no.
It's Ricky.
I've got a joke about cancer.
It's the worst star sign.
That's not Rocky. Is that the joke?
Actually, I don't think it is about cancer.
Fucking hell, is he about AIDS?
No, it's not about cancer. It's not about it. It's nothing to do with cancer.
What's the joke? What's the joke then? Now we need to know what the joke is. Go on, we always like to start with a joke. What's the joke?
Oh, yeah, we do like to start with a joke. Go on.
Funny, because you couldn't fucking rustle one up earlier.
Yeah, I know.
Three Irishmen on a building site. And Englishman, Irishman, Scotsman on building site.
Fuck, man. Right.
Listen, Englishman,
Diana, like, Princess.
There's literally never been a joke that starts with three Irishmen.
Englishman, Irishman, Scotsman on a building site, right? They sat around moaning about their wives. Like, oh, she's fucking always on at me.
At least they're married.
Always giving me grief. Anyway, they said, do you know what? When we go home tonight, for an easy life, I'm just going to do whatever they tell us to do. Just, I'm not gonna go against them. I'm not gonna be a pain. I'm just gonna go in and do whatever they say. I was like, yeah, that's a good idea. Anyway, they come back the next morning. Englishman sat there. He's fucking absolutely soaking wet, head to toe. He is dripping. They went, what happened to you? He said, got home, he said, I was washing up. He said, and I was splashing water everywhere. My missus turned around to me and said, why don't you just fucking flood the place? He said, so I did. I flooded it. Turn around to the Scotsman.
Do his accent, please.
Don't do the accent.
Burns all over him. Literally, all over him.
Pretty
so
brutal.
Fucking hell, what's happened to you? He said, I was cooking some pizzas in the oven and they burnt. He said, my missus said to him, fucking hell, why don't you just burn the place down? He said, so I did. Fucking hell. Turn around to the Irishman. He sat there. Big bit of meat in his hand. I said, fucking hell. Paddy, what's happened to you? He said, well, when I got home, my missus was in bed. I went upstairs, climbed under the duvet, started giving her a little lick, and she said, you can cut that out.
I wish that was a cancer joke.
What? Where? How have you jumped from I've got to joke about cancer to an Irishman, an Englishman and a Scotsman?
I don't know.
I've got a joke.
Okay.
The UK politics system brought to light by this cup, which is sponsored by Level 33. Is that a segue?
Well, that's your own opinion though, isn't it?
Oh, well, I think it's probably the opinion of the majority, mate. My missus almost voted for the BNP because she liked the colour purple. That was her only basis. I told her just don't vote, actually. Or probably vote green. No one cares.
This week's podcast. I sound too salesy though. I don't like it.
Yeah, let me do it. Let John do it.
I never say anything.
Do it like on this week's episode.
Go on.
Yeah, you do it. You're right. You don't. Oh, he's fucked it already.
No, don't.
He's
do
not
that.
Said a word.
The levels will be fucked. Go on. Just speak normally and like you want to actually do this.
So this week's episode of Two and a Half Friends is sponsored by Level 33.
We didn't even rehearse that. That was pucker.
That was pucker.
I'll tell you what else is pucker.
I don't know why we're saying pucker so many times.
I know, but you don't have to bring it up because now we're saying pucker even more. I was going to say, these T-shirts are pucker.
They are pucker.
Well, you have to explain it because some of us are audio listeners.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're all kind of T-shirts that have funny memes, gaffes, popular references to TVs and films and stuff.
You're really selling it. Well done. So as an example, we're all wearing funny T-shirts right now. Yeah. Ricky, yours says send nudes, and then nudes is crossed out. It says money. Is that because you're a bit hard up for cash? That's perfect for you. There's a Sopranos one instead of the Sopranos guy.
Mm.
James Gandolfini, I believe his name is.
Yes.
Yeah, got that one right.
He's
now.
In Lord of the Rings, right?
Instead, it's Barry from EastEnders. I've got a T-shirt that says hello. And instead of it being Lionel Richie, it's actually Chris Kamara. So, yeah. So brilliant jokes in there. Yep, Jono's wearing one that says MILF. Man, I love flip-flops.
I'm not even sure he's just from this company. I think, didn't you bring that yourself?
Just his own T-shirt.
Mate, I would have ordered this one anyway.
Yeah. Because he does love MILFs and flip-flops.
100%.
So, they also do cups.
MILFs in flip-flops.
Yes.
That's a niche.
That is a niche. They also do cups, they which do we've been using.
Yep.
Mugs. And they are... Sorry, mugs. You're right.
They're mugs.
And this one has Jesus on it. And it says, if you don't sin, I died for nothing. So get out there.
Fair point. So go to the website, level 33. There's 20% off your entire order. Just use the code 212FRIENDS at the checkout.
Exactly that. 20% is actually a very generous
discount. It is a very generous discount.
I think if you was ever going to take a punt, take it on this.
For it. Exactly. And that. I've got a surefire way, which I haven't discussed this yet, on how to double their sales.
Okay.
Right. You two look really interested. But
I'm interested, and I'm sure the guys at level 33 would love to know.
Free money for them.
It's free money for them.
Yeah.
Basically, I've got in my hand a eulogy of Ricky's dad. Okay. You just sounded surprised. You went, oh, yes. But you can see it.
I was there.
Also, yeah, he was there.
Also, you pulled out from there like you was going to have a stash of eulogies.
No, I've just got the one. I've got one. I'm going to get some more printed, but I have just got the one. Just pop this on in front of the T-shirt, because what I would love is just lots of people all around the country wearing in loving memory of Ricky's dad. And just, can we get a picture of your dad so I can send it to him?
Not a recent one.
Not.
Just be mud.
He went there.
So that's that. Level 33 for all your stag do needs.
Thanks, level 33.
All your birthdays.
Not kids' ones.
Not kids' birthdays. Not kids birthdays.
No. And stag do's a bit awkward, isn't it?
Stag do's. Yeah.
I wasn't even invited.
What, to mine?
Yeah. Well, not to the Manchester one anyway.
I shouldn't be bothered. I've got to be honest, shouldn't have bothered having one. Shouldn't have bothered having one. Father's Days, lads' holidays, they do everything, all sorts. Go to the website. Wasted so much to choose suit. From. Sorry?
Yeah. I wasted money on that suit, didn't I?
You'd have been better off with a level 33 T-shirt to my wedding.
Exactly that. It might have lasted. Right.
Africa's got some problems, isn't it? All them kids with AIDS.
I saw a joke about
it. If only Diana lasted. Back to Diana.
No, I saw a joke.
Can we start? We need to...
It was a Jimmy Carr joke about... It was something like... the mosquito nets. Bringing in, like, the mosquito nets of... Fucking prevented
like
millions of mosquitoes from dying from AIDS.
When are you doing your step into stand up? When is that?
Oh, yeah.
So I have been invited to a stand up show.
You've told us that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, okay, let's. Right.
I've never said I'm going to be a stand up comedian.
The first 13 minutes you can't use. Let's go from now. That's like attacking me. Your stand up career.
That's like attacking me for something that. That's like me. That's like you saying.
Finish your sentence.
You can't be Batman. But you can't never say I'm going to be Batman, so you can't tell me all the shit things while I'd be shit at being a Batman.
Okay, but we can if you came to us and said, by the way, someone's offered me a job as Batman, which is what you've done.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I know I couldn't.
No.
Do you know why I wasn't Batman?
Someone
doesn't. I wouldn't be Batman. A.
Because you wouldn't be good in a suit.
B.
Is that what it is? You might be good at the other stuff, though.
No.
Like the admin.
I squeezed into a. First of all, after Button Gate in the last episode, I wouldn't ever answer the bat phone. I couldn't do it.
Oh, have I hung up? Can they still hear me? Yeah, I never proclaimed. I just told you. Someone said, "Listen, we've booked." Who?
You can't say someone. Because it's very, very different. If it's,
and Dan loves to name drop as well.
Oh, no, but it's not
if
about
it's
name
if it's Simon Cowell and he says, oh, I think you should do stand-up, I'm going to whack a million dollar contract.
No, he's talking about the time he got offered a gig.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly
that's what
he's
saying.
Oh.
Like he's
what, yeah, Simon Cowell.
He's saying who? No, definitely not. But he's saying, Jono's saying, who's offered it to you? Because that could make a difference.
Oh, okay, who is it?
Well, it does it. Well, a mate of mine now for his garden party. But no, it's for a festival, and it's in a smaller tent, and they do stand up comedy for like new and up and coming, or anyone can do it, but it's just a small like you
like
can
an
get
open
Jimmy
mic
there.
Thing.
Not like an open mic, it's a bit more.
What material would you use him?
Nothing, because I've said no. I wouldn't, like he said to me, no, I'm not going to say no to him because they've asked you. I'll just leave it, and if you fancy doing it on the day, you can come and do it.
What day is it?
I don't know the day. I don't know.
Busy, yeah.
I'm probably not.
Do it.
I'm not busy.
What have you got to lose?
That's what he said. What have you got to lose? You'll stand up there. It will go shit.
You've
because
lost
that's
everything.
Part of what
I said. You've already lost everything.
You'll only sit in your pants.
I might as well lose the last 2% of my confidence.
It gives you reason to go up and have a shower, at least. So do it.
And I might hear some free music if it's a festival. Might yeah.
Exactly.
So swings around.
Exactly. Exactly. It'll be like a tribute act, though. It'll be like Ned Sheeran,
Stavros Fatley.
Yep. Yeah,
they're not singers.
Well, jack of all trades in the Greek community.
Please,
I don't.
This isn't the material.
Oh no, what did
don't
they
do?
Jabba. No, what did they do though? Stavros Flatley? Was it
dance.
Just dancing?
Dance.
It was just
dance. Yeah. Stops off and their bellies out.
That yeah. is it. Yeah, I could do that. I could do that.
You
yeah.
could do that.
They should have called themselves Stavros.
So, what
Flatley,
would your
though?
If you was to be a Stavros Flatley tribute act? What would you call yourself?
Stavros Flatley.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Anything else?
That was the original joke.
Yeah. I forgot that.
I don't know if you need to. I don't know if you need two. I don't know if you need two backup names.
Yeah. I was thinking of a different one. For some reason, I was...
I wouldn't do stand-up comedy because...
You're not funny?
Your ankles are hurt.
Attack, I don't know.
You can't be on them chicken legs too long.
I'm glad that you two are my two best friends. This is just how we treat each other, which is yes,
yeah. No, mate. Honestly, you should be a stand-up comedian.
If you could do any job right now, if somebody said to you, Dan, what do you want to do, and you went, I would love to
have a stable income.
Do you know what, sometimes I just think how nice and how sort of rewarding it would be to do. You know the Tesco people that you work through the night. So there's no one's there, right? And you get a list given to you from the people that do the online
warehouse.
Shopping.
Yeah,
and then you go around the store, you get what they're shopping, pop it in a basket.
That's your dream job.
Oh, it's just easy, isn't it?
Of all the jobs,
it's just easy. Okay. I'm just thinking of ease.
I'm boycotting Tesco anyway.
Oh.
You can't use
what
it.
On the podcast?
You can't use the T word.
What for? You can't just boycott something and not tell us that you're going to do that
because
beforehand.
They like so. Firstly,
we might have set them up to do it because we don't like you.
No. Firstly, they
that's not true.
Make us pay for bags now. That's not a new thing, right?
So, well, okay. I've got an opinion on this. Do you remember?
Can I finish my opinion first?
Is it good?
Probably not.
Yeah. Let's finish. Hear it out then.
No.
Go on. They made us pay for bags. Like everyone else does.
You're notoriously good at opinions, Boris. Go on.
It's not even, I'm just, my opinion is, the world was in uproar when we had to pay 5p for a bag.
Yeah, now it's 30p.
Now it's 30p, but no one bats an eyelid.
No, I was batting an eyelid. You mid-stopped me batting an eyelid. You say no one bats an eyelid.
Okay, that's what, yeah, but it's not just, then you're just attacking one brand. Everyone does that.
No. Tesco's, this is what I'm saying.
Right.
So they made us pay for bags.
Yep.
Yeah.
Uproar.
£5 a bag. Yep. Now you can only buy the for life bags, which aren't for life because I throw them away every time I fucking buy one.
Also, they split when you get out the door.
Exactly.
I think it means it takes a lifetime for them to decompose.
Good joke. But yeah, so.
It's not a joke, it's a fact. Not all of it's funny. Some of it is a lecture.
Then they became a point where they was like on a point and you could go and pick up your own bag, scan it in if you decided to.
At your own convenience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now you have to beckon them over. Can I have a bag, please? She goes, yeah. Scans it like she didn't think I was going to pay for it. And I just, that was insulting to me. I wouldn't have paid for it if I had the choice. But she made me.
So she's proved her point. You would have stolen it.
She's proved
it.
Her point, yeah.
You know, but it's like, oh, fucking Jobsworth.
You know, yeah, just to stop you stealing the bag.
Yeah, it's, like, it's a bag. They should be free anyway.
They should be free. They should be free, but they're not.
Give me a paper bag if you're that upset about the environment.
They should do that in America. But in America, I don't know why they haven't latched on. They have the paper bags, but you see them, like, I don't know if this is just in the movies, but yeah, well, you like, see them when they're carrying the bags, but they don't have...
But they so, don't they also have milk in bags? Somebody says a lecture.
Are you making a
milk
what?
In bags?
Yeah.
Milk don't in they bags?
Get milk, and then they put they literally get milk in like bags, and then they put it in a jug. Seen it before.
No.
That might be New Zealand.
I've not seen that, but maybe
I'm not. The sperm bank. That's what you saw.
Cool.
So we always like to start with a joke.
I thought we'd done the joke. It was about the Irishman.
No. Did we do that?
No.
The Scots. Oh, we did do that. Yeah, we did do the joke. We did do the joke.
You've done the whole thing with that. You've done the, whole thing, the meat. Oh, beef.
I remember it was 10 minutes of my life I'm not getting back. I remember
cancer joke. Did we not do that? Am I having a stroke?
We did do that.
Oh, great.
But I thought that was all in the we're not going to use that category.
Well, we just do another one, and then we've got to do the...
Who won this
okay, I've got... Right.
Bill
Cosby walking into a bar.
Did you do
Jimmy? Have you just picked another? Rolf Harris walks into a bar.
Oh, mate, I bet he's got his... Has he got his didgeridoo with him? What? I bet he didn't say that then. Don't worry.
No, he's not allowed his didgeridoo anymore.
Didgeridoo.
Right, we always like to start with a joke.
Do we?
I cried when I saw my dad cutting onions. Onions was a good dog.
I wish I had a dog.
Well,
I love dogs.
You look like my
car. Should we get dogs and then sell them and rehome them?
Brilliant, more we can't use.
Great, now we have to give a half of the revenue.
No, 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 I'm talking about. That's the genius of beeps. So this week's episode is sponsored by Level 33.
Oh, yes!
How good does it feel to say we've got a sponsor?
You know what? I think on the list of things that feel good, it's up there, isn't it?
It is up there.
In terms of a podcast, in terms of life,
yeah,
life goals, yeah, I mean, it's a good one, but would it be on my top 100?
100?
Fucking how long's this list?
Makes it in the top 3 for me.
No, I mean, in terms of podcasts, it's number 1.
Oh, great. Not starting it.
Yeah, but we also just did what is your dream job, and you said bagging stuff up at Tesco's at night. So
your
list of exciting things is going to be really short.
Yeah, but you're not taking into account all the complexities of my life right now. Like, because I'm thinking I won't be allowed my phone.
Mm.
Right, so I'm just in a store, no one's around talking to me.
Yeah.
It's nighttime. We're talking about I do the nighttime, the graveyard shift. So going at 1 a.m. probably till 5 a.m. I've got to do is talk to nobody.
Yeah,
go to different shelves.
So
I'm helping an old person. Well, probably.
You want the exact opposite of your actual job.
Yeah, and you want exactly. And let's really, really delve into that. Okay, so you work all night. What time do you finish? Let's say 4 o'clock in the morning. You sleep. You miss all that time with Harper. You happy with that job now? Didn't think about that, did you?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, no, but you put say, me on the
oh,
spot.
Oh, I wouldn't,
right,
have,
fine.
I wouldn't
right.
have my phone.
Ask me
oh,
the question
checked
again,
it four times
fine.
During the podcast.
All right. I haven't checked it. I've turned it.
Just check it now.
Ask me the question again.
There you go. So what's your favourite job?
Well, astronaut.
Okay, yeah.
Tell us about it.
Same reason.
Can I be honest? You wouldn't pass the fitness test.
No, I'd get in shape. They wouldn't just phone me up and say, Dan, do you fancy going to space tomorrow? We've got a vacancy on the moon.
We're a man short.
Yeah. There'd be you're talking about probably minimum a year training.
Yeah.
I reckon. I don't know the probably a year.
It's longer than that.
I reckon
it's got to be more than a year.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Yeah,
I mean, he's done it for 3 years.
To be fair, I'm not even sure. Like, I've seen the film Fantastic Four, and they all go up to space. I don't think they all trained.
Yeah, but what I'm talking about is
Jessica Alba didn't train.
If you're training to do, I don't know, to become a mortgage advisor. I'm not comparing the two things, but
okay.
You
I
probably
done that, so.
Do some research.
Yeah.
You'll do some training
mm-hmm.
online, and then you do a test, click a button. It's probably a multiple choice. I'd imagine is that how it works.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, and then you pass. Brilliant. You can do mortgages for people.
Some people pass. Some people don't.
I'm not trying to. It's not a dig at anyone. It's just, if you're going to space, I'd imagine it's pretty much you're training every single day.
Yeah.
Every single day, day and night, you're training to become a space person. Is that
space person?
Astronaut?
Yeah. No, space person.
Space person, space. All that. So it's a more intense. So yeah, it might only be a year,
But it's not really a year, is it?
I think either that or be a billionaire. A billionaire.
Yeah, that's not a job, is it? Being a billionaire. You can't say my job is. I'd like my job to be a lottery winner.
Yeah, that's not a job.
You could say, oh, okay, my job would be the director of Barcelona.
Lottery wins.
Well, no.
There was a man who figured out the algorithm back in the 80s, made a whole company where they basically won the lottery every week. No, I don't know if that film was based on true events.
Probably not.
I was going to say that's 20 years before the lottery started.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it is.
So that's made up.
My dream job.
Hairdresser? Danny Zuko lookalike.
I'll take that.
A Justin Timberlake.
Go on. This could not be an insult.
Okay, fat Justin Timberlake.
Okay, fine. No. that's not how you started it, was it? That is not how you started it. I would like to be a motivational speaker for porn stars.
Because your 13-minute record.
Why
wouldn't bother, mate?
Again, I said we can't bring it up on the podcast. I don't want to make them feel bad. Why
do they need motivational speakers?
Like, come on.
They missed last week.
So
you'd want to be there.
Egging them on.
On the scene.
Yeah. Like, go on, take that. You're doing a great job.
I don't know if that's weird, mate.
That is really weird. Yeah.
I don't know if that's weird.
Listen,
you're basically a fluffer. I'm going to be a fluffer. Your dream job is to be a fluffer.
Yeah.
You wanted to fucking bag stuff at Tesco's and you're having a go at me. I can't say that.
Yeah, you can't attack people that work at Tesco's. That's not...
Yeah. Like,
apart from the lady that jibbed me out paying for a bag.
Well, she's still got bills to pay. Like, she's got family to feed.
Someone's got mobile phone stuff. What's that bad thing?
Not necessarily.
I'd like to be a therapist for happy people. Be an easy job.
I just don't get your
now you're just saying
sometimes you confuse me so much my brain goes, what the fuck? Right.
There's no way you're getting in a spaceship then.
I don't think
if that hurts. There's no way you're getting through a year's astronaut training.
Mate, have you seen what they eat? There's no way he's doing it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, fucking, can we fly back to Pizza Hut, please?
It's burgers in a sachet.
I do basically. Think if they did a version of, like, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, but like the, I'm not a celebrity, get me out of here. It's just normal, for normal people.
Yeah.
Yours would just be like, here's a lettuce.
I'd be like, nah, I ain't fucking eating beans.
They did. Like,
and they're like, well, put your hand in this box with all these spiders and then everyone can eat. No one's eating, mate. No one is eating. Simple as that.
Luckily for you, that shows for actual celebrities.
Yeah, no, I'm not another dig unnecessarily because I've said.
Oh, sorry, fat Justin Timberlake.
You pressed me on it.
Oh, I'm a victim.
I'm a victim, and I'm also fat. I can make fat jokes.
That's not how it works.
And also, about to say you've actually done really well. You've lost loads of weight.
Oh, well,
three times. So
you cut him off just as he was
about to say that.
The first time in our friendship, he was going to pay you a compliment. And you cut him off too soon.
Sorry. Just a question. So if I was to buy that T-shirt, what code would I use online to get a 20% discount?
There isn't one, mate, for you. Sorry.
Oh. But is there for these guys?
These little looks at the camera.
I know.
Drive me insane.
Country Toads.
Can you sing that?
Take me home. I can't know the words.
I don't know. Almost heaven. West Virginia.
Ricky can actually sing.
Blue Ridge Mountain, Chattanooga River.
Not today, he can't, but...
No.
He done a full...
Life is over.
Yep.
Didn't he make an album? You made an album, didn't you?
Are you bringing up his friend again?
No, I'll tell you what. My dad, actually...
Oh.
My dad came to me once, like, with the whole family, and was like... So I've hired a studio... He used to do karaoke's, right? And then one day he came home and was like, so I hired a studio and went and recorded a song.
Are you winding me up?
No, I'm not. And every Christmas we make him play. He's got it saved in his phone under his favourites.
Is it on Spotify?
I don't even know. No, it's not. It's not like released.
Is it rap?
It wasn't rap, weirdly enough. No. It's just, no.
I'll get it
for the next podcast, though.
What genre was it?
It's like a love. It's like a ballady. Oh, a ballad. Was
it?
Like a
Did
love.
He dedicate it to your mum?
No, I don't think he dedicated it to
your mum. So my sister had a birthday party. And it was thrown by her fiancé at the time. And halfway through, he got the microphone and sang You Raise Me Up. And it was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, he was half decent at singing, but not enough to have the confidence to do that.
Oh.
And it was... I am strong, and you're just like, oh god, yeah.
Do you remember when you done your karaoke, which was really good? We had a karaoke at our work, and it was brilliant. And you did
Let Me Entertain You.
I've still got the video of it. Yeah, you did Rob Williams' Let Me Entertain You.
Yes,
yeah, I've still got that video.
Once I went, so there's a bar called Ginger's in Westgate, and they've got a karaoke room.
Yeah.
And one time, so someone was having some drinks last year, and I was singing in there, and I had a couple of beers, and I thought it was really, really good. And their mum, like someone's mum, came in, and they were like, "Oh, this is Ricky. He's really good at singing." And she went, "Yeah, he's all right for karaoke." It broke me.
Who said it? He's all right for karaoke? His mum. Mum.
Yeah. Oh. He's all right for karaoke.
Sorry, Simon Cow.
Yeah, exactly. More like Fat Cow.
That caught me off guard. I didn't think he was going to say anything offensive, and it was just.
I thought he was just going to leave it. Yeah. Simon Cowell. That was good.
Okay.
I like that.
That was good. Well done.
I don't think she was fat, but it's
skinny. Well, the joke doesn't work, though, well, does it?
Exactly. But I feel what if they listen? Not they, but what if my friend listens and then he tells his mum?
It's not just you can't say they, though, can you? Anymore. They, them.
I upset my mate's mum.
The one thing you can say is they. I'm pretty sure they covers everything.
I don't know if it does anymore.
Oh, no.
I'm terrified of anything I say now. It's the awkwardness of getting corrected.
Your job is to say stuff.
Yeah, Mr. Well, how do you know it's a Mr.? I might be a lamppost. Oh, fucking maybe fucking go. So I identify as a chicken. Fuck off. Like, what? You get in so much trouble.
Are we doing a short?
Yeah, we are doing a short.
Just let, he's off. He's literally. We've twisted.
And now he's gone. Now I'm fucking gone.
Now he is gone.
I've been wound up all fucking day, all night, and you've been poking me all night with your fat jokes.
You've been doing it as well.
I haven't.
No, he can say what he wants. He's got carte blanche on. Is that it?
Carte blanche. Carte
blanche.
Yeah, yeah.
Carte blanche.
Yeah, ponchon.
Ponchon on whatever he wants to do or say. That's the unwritten rule.
Yeah.
You're still working to get in, break in, infiltrate.
Just trying to break into the
inner circle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
No, you won't.
With jokes like fat cow. I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
I'll tell you what you've done. You've opened the door, but we've still got the latch on. You know, that little security.
Yeah, I know
security
what latch is.
Chain.
Let me fucking in. Yeah, just like that with Shay again.
Yeah. So we can see his hair.
Yeah. Yeah. You see perm. Oh, before no. You see Ricky, you see perm. A massive permy shadow.
Giant pot noodle outside. Close the door.
Okay. Have you done a perm pot so that we don't say Duncan from Blue anymore?
No.
So that you think we're going to transition to Justin Timberlake from the 80s? That's better.
That is much better, yeah.
What's that flat top? No, what's his name? The one
Will Smith.
Bob. Someone Bob.
Bob top?
Someone Bob. With the
Sideshow Bob.
Sideshow Bob.
Sideshow Bob, yes.
He was a serial killer.
A friend. Oh, okay. That's brought the mood down. I sent a picture to a friend and I'll read it out.
Oh,
okay.
Dick pic.
Can we just talk about Ricky's hair? I think it's the camera angle, but it looks like his mum put a bowl on his head and cut around it. So, completely irrelevant, but I wanted to read it out. More like a
sieve. They've put a sieve on and then pulled the curly bits through.
You're receding, you're grey.
Yeah, because of stress, I've just had a marriage end.
Yeah.
You was grey before then. And fat.
He's got some arrogance.
What's your excuse?
I haven't got arrogant.
Yeah,
I have to fight fire with fire.
Fancy going to the gym and still being fat?
You're a bully.
Fancy, yeah, to be fair.
We don't come here to be bullied by you. Okay? It stops now.
It stops now, Ricky.
It's not how it's worked, Rocky.
I am thinking of joining a gym, though.
Oh, okay. What one?
I don't know. One that... I'll tell you what I don't like about the gym is it's just boring. I find it boring.
Yeah, but I think...
I like one with a sauna and a steam room.
Yeah, that's... No, that's what I've joined. One with a sauna and a steam room. And a jacuzzi.
Do you spend more time in there than the gym? Because that's what I would do.
Equal. Okay. Well, yeah, so I do about an hour in the gym followed by an hour of that sort of stuff.
Right, okay.
But I'm like...
What do you mean? Oh, the sauna and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sauna, steam room, sometimes swimming.
Vending machine.
But yeah, I actually really, really like the sauna. I do it in reps. So you spend like 15 minutes in there, then you have a cold shower for a minute, then you go back in for like another 10 or 15. Cold shower, you do it like three times.
Yeah, and who said saunas were boring?
Going to the gym is boring. It's about when you go with people, then that brings you through it.
Right, okay.
That's the thing. This is really fun.
So you just, do you just go just to see other men in the sauna?
No.
Sounds like it.
It's not the only reason.
He's hit a wall now.
Yes,
he's taken too much. There's no way he can't take anymore.
That's how I imagine Vicky looked after 13 minutes of.
Like, oh.
No, that was like this.
She's like, fucking hell, just finish already. Where's his extra 8 minutes?
I finished myself off. If you open your mouth, I did the rest. Fucking went into turbo, didn't I?
So, when you're 13 minutes, it wasn't even 13 minutes of shagging.
It was.
Three minutes.
And I didn't count all that other stuff.
That
was just. Is this recording?
Yes.
No, I'm joking. That can't
be right. That's what she said.
Not tonight. It's not going in. Oh, just open your mouth.
Fucking brilliant.
So today we thought we'd mix it up. The podcast is usually us kind of choosing what topics we go for and what we speak about, but today we thought we'd put the pressure on you. So, how did we do that?
So, I posted on my Instagram story if anyone's got any questions for us, and we're going to do a live... someone's just texted me about your hair. Hair like a 70s porno bush.
Like Ron Jeremy. taking you back. It's gonna flatten down over time, okay?
In 6 months, you said?
No, I said it lasts 6 months. It will flatten down by next week.
Right, so I've got some questions then. I've got some questions on Instagram stories for us.
Go for it.
Which my Instagram is Dan Lawrence Comedy, just if anyone out there wants to.
Mine's officially Charming.
Or officially.
Listen, dyslexia is not funny.
It's a little bit funny.
It is a bit funny, especially when you don't have it. You just can't spell. I might have it.
Okay, so let's go through some of these questions and see. We won't do loads. We'll do a handful of them because some of them. One of them is will you release Dan Lawrence merch? Which is, I feel that's probably aimed directly at me. That could be my first
Dan Lawrence in conjunction with Level 33. That could be your first.
You could have
merch.
A whole range. You could have like single and ready for bingo. You could have single and ready to stop talking about it every day on social media.
Yes.
I think you probably have that one there.
I could do my own range. That's good for you, really.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, maybe you could have one with like just teardrops going down it.
Yes.
Yeah, all right, you're getting a bit defensive now, mate. So. And that's from Dan Drizzar 35. So there you go. First merch. I'll get working on that.
Let's absolutely do that.
See if Level 33 want to do.
The best question is going to get a free T-shirt from one of these and maybe a mug. That's not getting one, though. That was a shit question.
Well.
Why have you dug him out?
What?
Poor Dan.
Dan Drizzar.
Drizzar.
Dan.Drizzar 35.
Nah, to be fair, Drizzar's a pretty sick surname. Do you reckon it's like Anna's birth certificate?
Yeah.
Cleaning hacks. This isn't a question, actually. This is just I think this is a fact. I don't know if it's a fact or a question.
Tell us who done it first.
Cleaning hacks. Would like to come to Pembrokeshire for a holiday. So I don't know if that's an invite or if they're just letting me know they'd like to come to Pembrokeshire.
I'd like to think that that's just like...
Which is not where I live. So
is Pembrokeshire on the way to Loch Ness? Can we nip in there?
Yeah, definitely.
Can we pop in and see...
Who left that message?
Maybe. Let's have a look at her first. No, we won't be stopping by. I can't see. There's not a picture.
Why did
you
say cleaning hacks?
That's the Instagram name, cleaning hacks.
Maybe it's Aggie from Kim and Aggie.
Maybe.
One for you. I've got one for you.
Okay.
This is from Spenny Lees.
What's your best burger?
Spenny Lees.
What made you have a lady's hairstyle from the 70s?
I feel like, is that the same person that said is that two separate people that have said I've got a haircut?
You had three separate people.
What say about
two of them are text messages from people that have just seen my.
Yeah, but like, are they all saying it's 70s hairstyle?
No, this is just one person that said it now.
Oh, okay, no, that's fine.
Oh no, what? Yeah, someone different said it a minute ago.
Oh,
so completely different. Them two people don't know each other,
isn't it?
Hey, it's talk us through.
I wasn't born then. So,
no, but you look like you were.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Okay, but take the 70s bit aside. What made you have a perm?
I've just always had straight hair all my life, so I thought before I kind of get old and boring like you guys, I'd try something new. Worst case scenario, doesn't work. Apparently, it hasn't.
It has. It's given us so much material.
So much material.
It has. Yeah. I'm glad science giving us material.
Yeah.
And are you still going to go for the nose piercing? I just need to know.
No, I've decided against that. I think it might.
It might give.
It's just my, yeah, I don't think I can go, I can double down and have a perm and a nose piercing. I think it was like one or the other.
I don't think you can even have a perm.
I don't think you can have a marriage.
turns out you're right.
Such an easy insult. I feel so bad. No, I don't.
Oh, here we go. Sheepy_lamb77.
No way.
Who could that be?
Who could that be?
Oh, my
good friend Lammy. Can you ask Jono? This is going to be bad. I know this is going to be bad. Can you ask Jono what happened on the first morning of our holiday in Cos 24 years ago with the lads?
Yeah, I can answer that. And thank you for bringing that up, Lammy. So there was 8 of us went to Cos, and we had 2 apartments of 4. And we landed about 1 o'clock in the morning. First boys' holiday, so massively excited.
Mm.
So we said, come on, we're going to go out. But by the time we got out, it was like 2:30 in the morning. Everyone was hammered and drunk. We was like, oh, actually, we're a bit tired. So we found the 24-hour supermarket, went and got a couple of crates of beer and said, right, we'll stock up the beer fridge. So we've got beers in the fridge ready for the holiday. Went in, 4 boys in one room, 4 boys in the other room. The 4 boys that went in the first room went straight to sleep. The 4 boys, including myself in our room, decided to make their way through the 2 crates of beer. We got a phone call. Knock at the door, 9 o'clock in the morning. The other boys were there, towels over their shoulders, shorts on, flip-flops on, ready to go down the beach. We were still on the balcony, smashed, absolutely smashed. We was like, we're going to get some breakfast, we'll come and find you. Anyway, went down to a little cafe, ordered some breakfast. At this point, I'd been up for about 30 hours. I was paralytic. I fell asleep in the caf. Woke up with a wet patch on my shorts and thought, oh no.
You wet yourself?
I've wet myself. Mm. I've absolutely wet myself. But I was on my own.
Oh,
bear in mind, this was like lunchtime now. The cafe was right on the beach, on the promenade. People walking past. I looked down at this wet patch and thought, oh, this is horrendous. And I turned around to the lady and said, oh, excuse me. Bear in mind, I didn't know where I was. We'd arrived 10 hours ago.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, do you know where my friends went?
Did you say it in English or in Greek?
She went, yes. They giggled and they ran. Right? So I got up fuming, absolutely fuming.
Yeah.
Started to walk back down towards the beach. In Larry's defence, he'd got guilt and decided to come and find me. Found me, still says to this day, he's the most angry he's ever seen me walking along the beach. But it was at that point they told me that I hadn't actually wet myself, so that was good news. They had poured orange juice in my lap to make it look like I wet myself and left me fast asleep in what looked like a puddle of piss while they ran off.
How long had they left you for?
A couple of hours probably. I don't know, I was out, I was gone. I was absolutely gone.
God, that is brilliant.
It was quality.
Okay, next one. This is an easy one. This is from Vaughny_G. Mr. Whippy or Cornetto?
Ooh. Easy. Whippy.
Yeah.
Whippy. Whippy.
With a flake, maybe some chalky sauce.
Yeah. A few sprinkles.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm not a big fan of sprinkles.
I don't think you've overkilled it.
Or
there.
Peanuts. I don't like any of those.
I don't like the peanuts, but I like the little chocolate sprinkles.
I also think you've overkilled it with sauce. I think you can't beat a Whippy just on its own.
I think you can have a little bit of sauce. You need to grow up, Jono.
Yeah, I think a sauce and a flake is enough.
Sorry, Captain Sprinkles. Yeah. Got any hundreds of thousands.
I just don't like, sometimes with the sprinkles, they're too, like, Mr. Whippy's all quite soft. And you get those, it's just an odd bit of crunch sometimes. I think I don't need that.
Do you know what else I think with the... Oh, sorry, that's my stomach rumbling.
Thinking about ice cream.
Do you know what I find is oddly satisfying watching the Whippy and being constructed? The Cornetto, they just get out of a freezer, bang, job done.
There's no showmanship with Cornetto.
Literally, with a Whippy. Oh, mate.
Yeah, especially, and some places, they proper fucking... It's like, how tall can they get it?
When I said, I sent you that one, didn't I? It's down on Margate Seafront.
You did send me that one, yeah.
But it's literally, it's about 2 foot high, isn't it?
Yeah.
Honestly, it's a piece of art.
Yeah. All right, then, Mr. Whippy, or like when you can get like gelato or like actual ice cream, do you get two scoops of a flavour or do you get a Whippy?
Oh, mate. I'd probably go with the scoops of the flavoured.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think there's definitely a time and a place. That's the
mint
thing.
Mint choc chip as well. Mint choc chip. Yeah.
Mint choc chips are fucking dead. I don't know why I got so aggressive there.
You think you're well aggressive about but my ice cream
choice. Yeah, but that's a shit choice.
Can we go to one recently?
Oh, those are fucking pun.
In Whitstable. In Whitstable. Yeah. He's done you there.
He's done me so hard. Oh, God. That was so good. Oh,
mate, yeah, brilliant. okay, I think this one's specifically for you, Ricky.
Oh, it's fucking perm related. Why have we chosen to do this on the day I got a perm? It's just fucking
for this reason.
Mainly for this reason.
Yeah.
This is going to be good. He's building up to it.
Who said it first?
Good question.
Oh.
Hepzibah's way. Hepzibah's underscore way.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Does the carpet match the drapes? It does now.
I had recently shaved said carpet, but it was very curly previously. Aspect. Talk about shaving down there.
I don't know if we will.
We're not going to get into it. We're not going to talk about it.
Okay, we won't. Maybe that's a whole podcast in itself.
I don't bother anymore.
We'll save that for an outtake. There's no point.
What you did before?
Well, yeah, I had a reason to. Not as easy anymore. She's fucking sexy, actually.
That's getting cut.
Is it fun? Can we edit outside? Out my...
Is that fun?
Right, this is what happens.
Happens. Jesus. Someone did a double cheeseburger.
2 episodes in one night.
Oh, hang on a minute.
Right, stop perving. Yeah,
what the fuck is happening? I'm not perving. All right.
Yes, you are.
Oh, no, read it out. All
what's
right.
What's her Instagram?
It's Vicky Emma 92.
Yeah, and she's hot, is she?
You're a dickhead, mate. She's not. No, I'm joking. She
that's
is.
That's dating.
She sounds nice. I think we'd get on.
I don't.
Vicky Emma, 92 minutes.
She's not last that long, mate.
Yeah.
You don't.
I try. I try. She gets bored.
Vicky Emma, 92. Do you believe in the Loch Ness Monster?
Yes, obviously.
I'm not sure I do.
Okay, well.
Isn't it weird, though?
Lucky for you, in a few weeks' time, we'll be able to prove it and it won't be a question.
Potentially.
That will happen.
Potentially.
That's on my list of things that would definitely happen.
I'm thinking if we got it's difficult though because we're going to the Loch Ness where the Loch Ness Monster is. If I said what I want to go and find
be.
Out if Elvis
no he said it. He said where it is. Where it is. It is there.
Well, if it's going to be there. Anywhere that's where it's
going
to be.
Well it might not. Might have gone on holiday. Might have gone Cos.
Might
have gone to Graceland to look for Elvis.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I could go to Graceland.
What if she goes upstairs in Graceland, Elvis goes in Loch Ness?
Yeah, brilliant. And we find Elvis. We go to Loch Ness and say, oh my God, Elvis is going for a swim. Even better. I'd rather find Elvis than
he won't be able to swim now. He's about 100, will he?
Yeah. Plus, he'd probably be at the bottom. You see, however that coffin was.
Exactly.
So, do you believe in the Loch Ness Monster? Do you believe in the Loch Ness Monster?
No, I think it was probably just a big catfish or a giraffe that had escaped.
A big giraffe, yeah. Probably a giraffe.
Probably been a giraffe.
Yeah. Yeah,
I swear that's what one of you said.
No.
I said an elephant.
Ah,
you did say an elephant. A giraffe would make more sense actually because it's a long neck.
Exactly.
It could have been like,
but they don't really bend like that.
Dive.
Giraffe's necks.
Yeah, but
they don't bend.
No,
they don't.
Like, why can giraffes
straight.
Can't swim?
What?
Giraffes can't swim.
Like, you don't know how deep it is.
They can't.
You don't know how deep it is.
They can.
No, because their knees bend back the other way. They can't. They haven't got the.
It depends on the size of the water.
You also don't know how deep it is. They're tall. Giraffes are really tall. They're known for being tall.
Can you edit this out? Like, literally. I'm so angry. It's unbelievable.
What?
I know you're probably thinking.
Why is there a drum roll?
Like you could skip a meal.
You know what? That was such a good. That was such a good question. I think she should win the T-shirt.
She should win the T-shirt. She
we'd
should
save
win
a fortune. You know what? We'd save a fortune on postage.
She has already won a mug though.
You.
She won that a while ago.
Yeah. And also, she didn't win.
She got a shirt.
She lost. She got
runner up.
Prize.
Runner up.
Yeah.
Does her.
Runner up.
She does always come second.
Sure, she does always come second.
It's not proven. That's not proven. I think there was at one time.
No, I think you're right. She has never come.
She sent in the most innocent question.
Bless her, cotton socks.
Bless her. You're looking at her profile.
Oh, friend request.
Oh. Do you know she got a bum out on Instagram?
Yeah.
I took it.
No, 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 no. You took it.
Oh, my God. Fart on the podcast.
We're a professional. Mate,
if your belly can make more noise than that every fucking yeah, 5 minutes.
Involuntarily, you just sat up and squeezed it out.
I didn't want to shit myself.
Right, this is a question for both of you.
Mm. Yes.
Yes, two peas in a board.
Let's start with Ricky first.
Oh, okay.
What is the most... What is the... This is from mark.h.fit. What is the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to you? Excluding Ricky's perm. And that's genuine.
People are loving the hair.
Yeah. The most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me. Oh, God. It's probably the story I told you boys earlier that I can't really repeat. Oh, God, it's a difficult one to think of on the spot, to be honest, because you think of stories and things that have happened and you think about what you can actually say.
What you can actually say and what you can't actually say, yeah.
So one time I was sharing a dressing room with Stephen Mulholland.
Okay.
I need to think. Let me think.
Have some thinking time.
Let me just see.
Have you got one?
We'll edit this out.
Probably would be linked back to the other story about the thinking I'd wet myself and walking along the... Promenade with a wet patch, or when we go back to episode 3 or 4 where I sharted, that was quite embarrassing.
But only because people didn't know though that night, did they? So it was only embarrassing after the fact.
Yeah.
Because in the moment, that's not embarrassing. Well, it might be, but no one knew that.
Embarrassing for me.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, people didn't know though, did they?
I knew, and I'm a grown adult, and I knew it was wrong to shit yourself.
Okay, and that's what I did. Fair enough. So,
my most embarrassing...
Is it lasting 30 minutes in bed and calling it a record?
Why would that be embarrassing?
Because you lasted 30 minutes in bed and called it a record.
Mate, I think, if anything, I've literally got the stamina of an ox.
A dead ox.
One with a limb. Dentist?
I remember once I'd left a job on a building site to go into a estate agency. And I remember I was sat in the office in my little suit. Literally, I'd only been in there about 3 days.
We're getting a little suit now, are
we? No. I was sat in the office, sat there, and a guy I used to work with on the building site walked past, saw me, like pointed at me, was like, "Hello, you're all right." And I was thinking, please don't come in. Like the at that time, the office. I was new to the office. I was trying to come away from building site banter.
Yeah.
To be a professional in the industry. And he turned around and started walking towards the door. And I thought, oh, no, he's coming in. Where is this going to go? And he walked in the door. He'd already clocked me. He gave me a little wink as if to say, I've got something for you. And he walked in. He went, can I speak to the manager, please? And I instantly thought, oh, no. And he went, seriously, can I talk to the manager? Anyway, the manager came out and I said, oh, can I help you, sir? He went, yes, you can. I've got an issue with him, and pointed directly at me. And he went, okay, what's the issue? And he said, well, 2 weeks ago, he got me in here to speak to your financial advisor and got me to take out an endowment policy.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and he promised me that by now I'd be well endowed. And he went to unzip his zip and he went, and I am not. And literally I went, okay, that's enough now. Shuffled him out the door. And he literally walked out the door, the old shoulders going, little snickering to himself, and he walked off out.
What did you say to your manager?
I was like, I am so sorry about that. And he went, do you know him? I went, well, obviously I know him. That's not...
I didn't sell him an endowment policy.
I didn't sell him that, but yeah, it was... That was quite embarrassing, to be fair.
I was thinking, like, embarrassing thing, like I say, there's definitely more embarrassing things that have happened, but some of them we can't
I just can't
say.
Talk. I've got three that were embarrassing. I can't tell any of them. Questions. Weirdly, Ricky's messaged me.
Oh, is it?
It says...
What's that?
Personally, I really like Ricky's hair.
Who said that? Oh, thank you.
It's from an account that says 25% less of a man.
Don't know who that is.
You, I definitely agree with that.
Yeah. What?
You lost your manhood since you got a perm. I think that's what that accounts to. I'm not sure.
I don't know who sent that in, but thank you. They win a t-shirt.
Come from a Official Ricky.
German.
Worst, this is from Charlie Donaldson. No? Yeah, Donaldson. Charlie Donaldson.
Do you need glasses,
by the way? Yeah, no, I think I do need glasses, yeah.
I can see that.
And a girlfriend.
So out of order.
Mate, you can't eat on tonight. Mate, I'm just clapping back. You're constantly making perm jokes, I'm just clapping back.
It's because you've got a perm, mate. Yeah. You've made this conscious choice.
You can't have a perm and then not expect to ignore it.
You knew what was going to happen. When you mentioned to us you're getting a perm, You knew because we told you this was going to happen.
You also knew you was getting married. You planned it.
Yeah, I did think.
He's not written anything in his diary for weeks. That went in the day you were getting a perm. Ricky's getting a perm. No, that is in. Nothing else. His diary was open for this day.
Bless him.
Worst chat up line you have said or been told.
Oh. Okay. I can say what I don't think it will make it in though.
Okay.
It can't make it.
Have you got somewhere to keep these warm?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
What was it? Your cock? Oh, okay.
He went up to a girl at a bar.
What did she say?
No.
She said no, that was a hard no on that one.
The guy,
no,
pirouette.
I was on a football team night out years and years and years ago, and a guy I was with went to the bar to get his round of drinks, and there was a couple of girls stood next to him, and he was like, oh, I'll get these. And they was like, oh, that's really nice of you, thank you. He went, no, not at all, don't worry. Got the drinks, put them down. And he literally turned around to one of them and went, so any chance for a blowjob? And she went, are you fucking joking me? He went, come on, I just bought you a drink. She literally picked the drink up and threw it straight in his face.
It's a bit unfair.
You can't do that in this day and age.
I don't think you could get away with it.
I think mine was probably just based on the fact that it was just everything was the right place, right time. It was when the girl was at the boxing and she said, do you want to know the odds on the David Hay fight? And I said, I want to know the odds on getting your number. And I thought that was a perfect, didn't work.
No.
But it was a good chat. I think it was a good chat line. If that had worked, that would have been brilliant.
Yeah.
With me and Vicky. So I matched with Vicky. Firstly, went to unmatch her almost immediately.
Why?
Because of she lived 50 miles away.
You're like a guy from the Undateables. Got to be within a 10-mile radius.
No, not that. But at the time, I didn't drive.
Right.
Yeah, so
that wasn't it. Or walk.
Fuck. Fuck. She's in Kent. That's what he says, isn't it? Where he's like, she's, where the fuck is Fannett? I matched with her and almost unmatched her because the radius was way further than I might get a bus or a train. Fuck that. But the first thing I ever said to her is, if you had to choose one or the other, would you choose ketchup or fresh tomatoes?
And she's still with you now?
7.5 years later.
Wow.
But there was method. There was method because of I had tried all of those. The ones that I found were the best when I was at uni and when I was on Tinder is if you use their name in a pun, sometimes you'd get, if it was an original one, you'd get like a reply. But a lot of the time, if you tried a shit chat line, you would just get nothing back.
Right.
I'm pretty sure I had like a 90% conversion rate on that tomato question because of like they just answer the question. They don't think that you're like, do you get what I mean? Like you strike up a conversation with them. I also, if they said fresh tomato, I unmatched them because we're not compatible. That was pretty much it.
Oh, this whole thing's so strange.
Have you got a bit of autism?
What?
Have you got a bit of autism?
I think everyone's got a bit of autism.
And then one last question. There's a lot of people just, how are you doing? How are you doing? How are you doing, bro?
How are you doing, bro?
Mrs. Finch.
Yeah, tell us.
Mrs. Finch _ home. How are you, Dan? You seem a little happier in yourself. So why don't you answer that? Because I spend most of my time with you guys, really. So
it's so hard, is it? It's like every day is a sad, down day. It's just, hasn't played COD for weeks, apparently.
I didn't say that. I said days, but
I personally, you seem a lot chipper to me.
We had a conversation today.
Yeah,
and I'll be
without me.
I tried to find you, did not.
Oh, yeah. No, we did have a conversation earlier. That was, you was in a very good mood, but that was because you had just seen the perm for the first time, so it might have been that.
I did see the perm for the first time. I've seen it on FaceTime.
I actually think it was so funny. So, just, I FaceTimed Dan to show
you
him.
Do that just quickly. Can you do that thing? I don't know what the technical term is, but overlay.
There we go.
The picture that you sent me. Probably
on the video. Yeah, I can on the video.
I FaceTimed Dan straight away, and he said, "Harper, do you like Ricky's hair?" And what did she say?
She says, "Can you not do yours like that, Daddy?" Which is the confidence boost I think he was looking for.
Yeah, exactly. Because if she doesn't like it, then no one will. If a child. She wasn't even around in the 70s as well, so she won't get that reference.
You are childlike, because in a sense of...
Maybe that's why Stephen if I ask, picked me.
Well, that's when he was a child.
It's all a blur.
If I ask Harper a question, she will tell me the truth.
You're getting honest answer.
Because she's three. Yeah. You're very much... If I ask you a question, you tell me the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that's just... I personally think that's a good trait to have.
I think
you're right. Sometimes kids will give you the truth and it's not what you want to hear.
But that's the same with you. Sometimes
it's hilarious.
I think like a child as well, though, you sometimes don't soften your honesty delivery. You just go, okay, no, you're fat.
Whereas Jono will tell me the truth, but it'll come over a period of time where it'll have to, there's layers to how he's telling me something.
The thing is, I actually don't think you realise that I do soften a lot of it.
Okay,
That's bad.
Okay. That is the thing. Yeah. You're right, I can be brutal, but only when I think I need to be. I think in some cases, like I'll say with Vicky, for example, sometimes she'll say to me, I want to make a change, or I want to do something. She might say, I want to change my hair colour, because she does that a lot, right? So she'll say, I want my hair in a different style.
I think probably, all girls do that, though.
Probably a bit close to home, actually, talking about hairstyles and changing them. But she'll say, I want to do this, I want to do that. And I'll say four or five times, going, you could do that. And then on the fifth time, it'll be, okay, well, stop telling me you're going to do it and do it. But just go and do that thing that you said that you're going to do, because this is the fifth time that we've done it now. The first four times were soft. They were really, really nice. But she'll only remember the time where I've gone, well, why don't you just fucking do it then?
Yeah.
And I think sometimes that's almost the same thing. Like, I might have said to you, when all the stuff was happening at the start, I might have said to you four or five times, like, mate, just see how you go. Take every day as it comes. And then there'll be a point where I'm like, Dan, you just need to fucking move on and make some videos. But you won't remember all the times that I said, oh, mate, you know, just when you're ready, you'll remember the time when you're like, oh, it just fucking said. Do you know what I mean?
I get what you mean, yeah.
But you're right, I do. That's not a bad thing. I don't mince my words sometimes.
No, and that's not bad. Like,
I think that's probably the balance between me. The balance between me and you is that I probably wish I had a bit more abruptness and straight to the point, whereas I don't. I do sort of flower a lot of stuff,
but you've always been stuff up, but like a nice not that you're nice, not a nice guy, but you're a nice guy. You're a good guy. You're kind. You say things in a kind manner. You care about what people think and how people are going to receive what you're telling them.
Yeah,
and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think I probably used to be more like Ricky, maybe in a way. Like I was a bit more direct.
My name there.
No, I was thinking if I was, but I don't know how. But I think I've learned a lot from. I do think I try and think about what I'm saying and how I'm saying it. But even like last week, it's coming back to how am I? Like I've made some new content which I haven't released yet. But I showed you two last week, and I was a bit nervous. And I sort of done this thing like, oh right, be honest, but don't be too honest, and like, because I was scared because I couldn't. Yeah. I don't think my confidence could have taken it.
Yeah.
But you liked it, and
and honestly liked it as well. Yeah. Like, if Dan shows me something and I don't think it's funny, I'll tell him it's not funny. And when he showed us this last week, he was like, "Oh, I want to show you this video, but I don't know if I do want to show you, Ricky, because if you say it's not funny, I don't think I can take it." And I was like.
Okay. You covered your whole face. I actually remember you covered your whole face.
Yeah,
so I couldn't see your reaction. Yeah, and as soon as it was 3 seconds in, you like took the your head off.
I generally thought it was funny, I know both of us are really chuffed that you're getting out there again and making videos. And I think they'll do well because they are the Dan. Like a lot of people don't know this, and obviously me and Dan have been friends for a few years now, and when we met at work, but I was familiar with Dan's videos before before we had started working.
Basically.
Pretty much, but I didn't really know. Like, I think back then, I wouldn't have known who you were, but I had seen your videos.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like I walked in and was like, oh, that's Dan Lawrence Comedy. But it was like those style of videos that you did. And I think you're going back to that pre-Dan and other person videos.
I think that's like with anything though. I think in any job, whether you work in an office, whether you're a sportsman, if you was a footballer and you had an injury, it would take you a little bit of time to get back. If you was a Formula One driver and you crashed your car, it would take you a little while to go full to the floor and do that. You've had something that's really, really knocked you, and you're building your confidence up every single day. And yes, 100%, you're not completely back to where you were, but you're getting there every single day. And every single day we see, yes, that's more of the old Dan. Yes, that's more of the old Dan.
Yeah.
More of the old content. More of you. To go back to the first question, I think you are getting stronger every single day. You are recuperating and coming back from something which took a lot out of you.
I never thought of it like that, you know, the way that you've, that the analogy, the way you've put that.
Yeah. To be fair. It's almost like learning to walk again.
Absolutely. Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I think the biggest change that I'm really glad that I'm starting to see, because I've been fucking waiting for it, to be completely honest, is I generally feel you're now at the point where you're starting to take control of your life again.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like throughout a lot of this situation, you've just been so broken down, and I don't want to say the word weak, but probably is the right word, that you're almost like, listen, I'm driving the car, but the gas is on the pedal, but I'm not steering.
And if
this car crashes, well, it feels like my life's already a car crash. So if it does crash, it doesn't really matter. It's inevitable. It's all inevitable. And now I'm starting to think like, you're holding the wheel. You're indicating. I think that's the thing. I think you are starting to take control of these things now. And, you know, now that you're behind the wheel, now that you're doing all those things that you should be, I think, you know.
I think it's easy in social media, and maybe not even just social media, maybe in every single job, if you're in a situation where you're struggling, but to overthink every single little thing. Yeah. And especially when I haven't had a specific line of, like, work, I guess, in terms of, right, this is what I'm doing. It's difficult, because then you're sort of overthinking everything, and I might post something and I'm like, oh, people liked that, and then it's like, oh, actually people didn't like that, and you can read all the comments and positive and negative. But like, I posted one, I think it was last night, and it was about coming, it was quite relatable, because it's about when you're a single parent and you've gone away and then you come back after a few days, and it's spending time like with your kids, and it's like, actually, like, I'm this is hard to do, but also, do you know what, there's dads out there that all they want is to spend time with their kids. And I think I'm seeing a lot of stuff, and I don't want to go deep with this, but I must have had, I don't know, hundreds of stories from men who can't see their kids. And the system is just like, I don't want to get into it that deep, because I don't know enough about it, but it seems like the system is broken, because whether a dad's in the right or wrong, the dad doesn't, you're the one that's cast out, and you're the one that's on the outside.
I guess on a scale of co-parenting as well, like, although your situation's not fortunate in comparison to those,
it's
a little bit more fortunate, because you do get to see Harper quite a bit.
But that's why I spend as much time as I can with her, because who knows. But not like I said, I don't want to get too deep on it. I think it's just a tough situation for a lot of people. But I posted something like that, and it's actually relatable, and I just think, oh, people are going to be sick of me, like, I'm just talking to a camera, I'm just saying this, but actually that's had more views than some of my prank videos I've done with other people recently, because they're like, this is relatable, this is giving me confidence, and this is like, I'm in my shell, and I can't, not me, but this is what people are saying. But watching your videos just makes me feel like I'm not alone. So silly little things like that make me think, fair enough, like, I'm okay, I don't mind posting this kind of content, as long as it's not just this content. Like, I'm gonna start posting some more stuff now. But I took Harper out, we went swimming And I must have had, I think I said to you, I had like 15, 16 people just in the swimming pool. One swimming pool. All that to individually come up to me when I was with Harper. Just to say, like, well done. Just keep fucking going, man.
Yeah.
And
was that because you were swimming? They could tell you that.
Yeah, I was like, no, I've got my band's on. And they was like, keep going, man.
Three more steps and you'll be out the shallow end.
But it was just nice to see, to like have that. And there was a couple, I bumped into a couple. I was going to get my hair cut.
Where are you going?
Completely random. And they were sitting on a bench and I was walking up to my hair appointment. And I think his name was James and Hannah. And they was like, oh, like, Dan, have you got a second? And I was like, oh, do I know them? Or because sometimes it's awkward and I don't want to say, oh, you know me from social media.
Yeah.
So they could say, no, we just recognise you from, you sold us a house once, whatever. And I chatted to them for like 20 minutes and was telling them, because they said, oh, our little boy is, I think, 3 weeks older than Harper, 2 weeks older than Harper. Mm. So we've been on, with your the same journey as you, like through COVID, through having a daughter, having a kid. And I was saying about this new content. I didn't tell them specifically, but it's like I've written some new content and I was like telling them about it because they was asking what I'm doing. And he was like, before you say any more, just fucking do it. Like, not in a, he was really nice about it. It was like, not in an arrogant way. It was like, you're Dan Lawrence, just fucking post it. Like, if you've created something and you like it, post it. Like, your support network will be behind you. And it was, so that was over the course of 2 days. And it was actually quite nice. I feel like I had quite a big boost of confidence over like a 2 day period, which is quite nice.
I think you just got to think of like posting content as scoring goals, right? If you don't take shots, you're not going to score the goals.
Yeah.
And some goals are going to be fucking bicycle kicks outside the box. It's going to be an absolute way. It's going to be great. But unless you take the shot, you'll never know.
And that's my problem. Like I've got these videos and I've not been taking the shots because I'm scared that they're going to miss.
Yeah. But that's the thing. But I think that being scared that they're going to miss means that if you taking a shot and putting it into football terms, but it's like taking a penalty and P-rolling it down the middle. You've just been playing it quite safe or doing the same thing over and over again and wondering why the goalkeeper's saving it. Whereas now,
also if you don't ever shoot at all, you'll never score a goal.
No, that's true. Exactly.
You'll never get that feeling.
I need to have that mentality.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you want to get to a point where you're back where you was and that your videos were getting quite traction, you're getting all that. But ultimately, you know, there were times throughout this whole thing where you said, oh, I might pack it all in.
Yeah.
But then what would that have achieved? It would have achieved nothing.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, but, I think. Well, yeah.
Other than you'd have to get an actual job, probably.
But there's nothing. It's not that I don't want to get an actual job. Like, I had an actual job that I loved for a long time.
Yeah, you could have got your dream job. Packing.
The point is, like, I'm more than happy to get a job. It's not. So many comments I get just go back to work. It's like, this is still a job. Like, it's still a business.
It's your work. It's very, very rare that people will get a job that they actually love doing. And it also, not only do they love doing it, it gives them time to spend with their family. So it's very, very rare. So why would you want to give that 100% up when you've got an opportunity to try and continue to do what makes you happy, and the added bonus that you get to spend more time with Harper than 95% of other dads out there. Yeah. So, just keep going, mate.
Exactly. Just keep trucking.
Absolutely.
Nice. We're on that note. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Level 33, for sponsoring this episode.
Yes.
Remember, go to the website. 20% off. 212 Friends. At checkout.
Moist.
Make me moist.
MILF.
Oh, MILF.
Man, fucking I love flamingos.
Oh, what a blast.
We're not doing anything. The blast bit is not going to make it.
I hope you enjoyed the episode.
We hope you enjoyed this week's episode.
I hope you enjoyed this week's episode.
We do? Do we all hope that they did, or did just you hope?
We hope that you enjoyed this week's episode.
If you did enjoy it, please give it a like, a share, a follow, anything. Tell your nan.
Or your dad.
So, probably not you though, Ricky. Just because he's dead. But thanks for watching.